Just look at you. So content and peaceful while you're asleep. Every morning, I awake to your scent and soft body. What am I to do but hope I'm up before you, so that I may cuddle your adorable slumbering form? And sneak a few little kisses. Are you still asleep, my little hunter? You're not faking, are you? Ever the heavy sleeper, my love, and all the better for it. Wake up. Wake up. Good morning, my little hunter. Oh, did I wake you? You stay down. I haven't finished saying good morning to you. Maybe we could wrestle a little bit, if you need some exercise. I'm open to other ideas you have. Maybe something a little more intimate? Oh, you want to cook for me? How sweet of you. I could do with one of your culinary demonstrations. But don't forget, I wish to have you back in bed after supper. I haven't fulfilled my morning cuddling and lovemaking quota with you. Now, off to the kitchen with you. I'll freshen up. Owen, do leave me your shirt. What? I simply misplaced my clothes. Don't you want to respect my modesty, darling? Plus, you look good without it. Now, run along, my little hunter. Hello again, little hunter. You don't mind if I cling to you while you cook? I got all cleaned up for you and I'm wearing that perfume you gifted me. What are you gawking at? Don't tell me you're going to deny me service because I'm only half dressed. So, what are you feeding me today? Besides you? Rabbit, my favorite. Garlic and red wine. I know it'll taste good. You don't mind if I distract you? Oh, come now. The meat still needs to marinate. Maybe you could show me what else you could do with those clever hands of yours. You cut so neat and quickly with that knife. It reminds me of the skill you've shown in battle with that same knife. You may not have claws, but you truly are an artist with a blade. Oops. Didn't mean to bump you. Oh no, darling, your hands are covered in the marinade. We can't have that. Here, let me clean it. Mind if 5 seconds, please? I suppose I had that coming. Very well. I'll stop pestering you and let you cook. We'll talk more about you striking my ass when I punish you later. Oh, God. How magnificent you look cooking shirtless. I should have spilled some sauce on those muscles of yours. Accidentally, of course. Indulge me, darling. Do that trick where you catch the potato on the end of the knife. Here, I'll throw it for you. Ready, darling? Okay. Oh, impressive. Impressive indeed, my little hunter. You didn't even look that time. Your senses and skill have surely improved. Not that they were lacking to begin with. I can only fantasize what you'll be at your full potential when you apply it to me. How much longer before we eat? Only a little longer? Okay, love. I'll be a patient girl. Thank you, darling. It smells divine. You've done it again, darling. Cooked to perfection, and the sauce. The sauce. Did you like the rabbit I hunted? Aren't you lucky to have me to find your ingredients? It's sumptuous, darling, just like you. My handsome chef. You know, you're gonna have to treat my clanmates to your cooking someday. Maybe it will stop everyone with their pestering questions about you. What? It's innocent curiosity. You're the first human to join our clan, and with the Alpha taking a human as her mate, well, the other wolves are curious about you, especially the women. Remember when we all sat around the fire during that hunting party with the other huntresses? You went off to get us firewood, and the second you were out of earshot. Oh, gods, how they all leaned forward and bombarded me with their silly questions. Oh, can we please have him cook for us, Raksha? Raksha, what's he like? Is he as strong as he looks? Ooh, Raksha, what's he like in bed? Oh, come now, love. Don't be so coy. I think it's a fine compliment to your worth as my mate. I only tell them good things, I swear. Furthermore, I know that despite all the other huntresses that may cross your path, I know where your heart lies. Sweetheart, look at me. I know that you have difficulty speaking and that even now, you can only talk in the faintest of whispers. I know it pains you to be unable to say love me when you want to. It doesn't matter to me. It will never matter whether you say it or not. I'll always be able to hear it in your heartbeat. The way the rhythm changes when you gaze upon me and only me. There it is. I can feel it against my palm like a quake in the earth. I can feel and hear the passion, the love you have for me. I love you too, my little hunter. All finished. That was delicious. Getting up to do the dishes, darling? What a delicious meal it was, and so filling. But supper is over, and I wish for you to fill my appetites in other ways with other methods. No, little hunter. The dishes can wait. You have more important chores to attend to. Besides, there is the dilemma of what you did earlier when you struck my rear. How it provoked my want to dominate you. The perfect excuse for discipline and punishment. Really, I should be thanking you. Hear my instructions and hear them well. You are to bathe yourself thoroughly for me and come to my bedroom. I'll be waiting there. Oh, what I will do to you. Let's just say I'll administer some much-needed correction. Now go bathe yourself and use the soaps and oils I picked for you. Don't take too long. Your wolf is waiting. So glad you could join me. Be still, or I'll wrap this blindfold around your neck. Give me your wrists. Thank you for preparing yourself for me. You smell so exquisite, and you softened your skin with the oils I gave you. Oh, but how disappointing. You didn't attempt to resist me. No matter. You're still completely at my mercy. You won't be needing these. Finally, your naked body is such a treat. Oh, what's wrong, little hunter? Don't you enjoy this game of predator and prey? Does it excite you to be the prisoner of a blood and lust-crazed wolf? Ooh, your bloody lip tastes and smells so enticing. The perfect aphrodisiac. Be a good boy and let your huntress enjoy her prey. Feeling defiant? No. I thought so. A bloody lip is too small a punishment for you. I have other methods that are far more effective than bites and scratches on your body. No, not pain you will suffer, but yearning. Hunger for me, craving for the pleasure that I can give you. Pleasure and release that I will deny you. If dominating you isn't enough to keep you in your place, then making you beg for release as I caress and massage those tender regions of your body and again will tame you. Make no mistake, when I finally have you trapped inside me and you experience the pleasure that is awarded for your obedience, you'll never step out of line again because you'll be under my control, willing and eager. Do you like that, darling? How, when I drag my hips against yours, you feel the passing heat of my want for me? Doesn't its warm, moist brush feel so inviting? I can smell it. The arousal starting to surface. It'll be nothing compared to how it will feel in the end. Let's get your punishment started, little hunter. Let's hear you beg for me. Don't resist, darling. It's useless. There's no distractions here. No escape from my grinding hips. My hands stimulating you, my tail swooping up and down your torso. Nothing here to keep your mind off me. You're starting to feel that slight itch. You won't be able to ignore it when it grows, and that itch becomes a gnawing desire for me. Come, let me hear it. Let me hear that start of your desperation. Beg for me. Beg for me. Beg for me. Yes. Yes. Say it. Beg for me. Beg for me. Beg like a good little boy, like the good boy I'm turning you into, like the good boy you'll always be.